Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I didn't get to one Monday. I was so, I'm doing stuff at the church. And when you got a call, oh, I have to call the city clerk and the treasurer, and the treasurer sends me to the auditor, and then finally get to the right person to help out with stuff at the church that I need to have done. And I had so much going on, and next thing I know, it's like 5 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I was so wiped, so out of it. Then I'm trying to do these berries, like grab these berries and stuff, like have some healthier stuff, and yeah, don't let anyone fool you. Like, you need to almost cut like every fruit identical, the exact same size, and even then they take, I had some fatter ones that dry quicker than these thinner ones, but hey, got a food dehydrator a long, long time ago when you see these as seen on TV things, and now it's like, oh, finally used it after about 25 years. Hey, what the heck? The notion that if you haven't worn it in 10 years doesn't mean, like, in a year you'll never will. Oh, I've pulled stuff out. Why didn't I know I had this? Huh. I'll wear it for the first time probably, or who knows? Yeah. I also want you to keep my wife in your prayers. She's the producer of the show. She helps a lot, and she is having severe pain in her arms and hands and fingers are going numb and all this. So it's the work of the devil. We're not going to let him get her. And I, from what I can tell, he's working on a nerve. It's a pinched nerve. We're hoping, hope it's nothing more severe. So if all of a sudden I have to end the show really quickly, that would be the reason. But, please keep my wife in your prayers. Name's Melissa. Thank you so much. But the Seattle LBGTQXYZRTV celebration will charge individuals with white skin $50. That's right. A whole $50 fee to keep the event free for transgender people of color. Oh, so if you have 1 million Asian people come there, you're not going to charge them a dime. You get 1 million black people, they ain't going to charge them a dime. But white people walk in, oh, 50 cents, $50. You got to pay 50 bucks. Now, I'm assuming it's just, so if you're a white transgender, you have to pay so that it's free for, how is that not racist again? Don't worry, folks. The Hollywood elites and riches, the Hollywood billionaires that think that we actually care what they think. They did a last-ditch effort to try to get past that federalization of the elections, which bombed bad. Republicans cleaned house and got rid of that thing, because it would have been the end of America if they would have passed that. It's amazing how they're trying to pass these bills that they try to make them look so friendly, but they're not. According to a Mammoth University poll released Monday, 77% of white voters and 84% of non-white voters think that they should have voter ID, some way to prove. That means 84% of non-whites, more non-white people support voter ID laws than white people. But that's racist, to have that. That makes panic, and panic they had to, and it didn't work because that voter ID law, they're going to get those going through, and this voter federal make it great for everyone to vote. trying to federalize the elections didn't work. Oh, cannabis is huge in California, but they've mismanaged all that money that they made. Go figure. $100 million bailout. Cut off the head of the chicken. $100 million bailout to the marijuana industry because California mismanaged their money. Who didn't see that coming? Transgender BMX freestyle rider says she hopes to make the Olympics so she can win, get on the podium and burn an American flag. How is she an American citizen still? I don't get it. And people laugh at us? That much more so. Welcome to the conversation, folks. Don't remember. Hey, I just had a Biden. Don't forget Psalms 8, 3 through 4. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. Think about that as going through your day to day and said human beings. Didn't say non-binary people. I mean, I've come to the realization that I identify as Bill Gates, so shouldn't I have access to his bank account since I identify as Bill Gates? I'm asking, not for a friend, it's me. I want to know. Since I identify as Bill Gates, I want to have access to his bank account. Yeah. It's only fair, I mean, since I identify as him, and I think I'm him. And don't discriminate. Don't be hating. Don't be discriminating because I identify as Bill Gates and I want access to his bank account because I should because it's my bank account since I identify as him. It's not like I'm going to identify as some LA homeless person. And I want to have access to the pre-divorce bank account before his wife takes me to the cleaners. Folks, welcome. Welcome to the nation of, remember when they were pushing, we got to get rid of Trump because we're going to have, whatever happened to Captain Unity and Healing? Remember that, Captain Unity and Healing? You know, they were going to come save the day because Trump divided America and Captain Unity and Healing was going to bring this nation back together. And what have they done? Nothing but they haven't done anything. Seattle LBGTXYQXRZ forces white people to pay $50 replication fees to keep event free for trans people of color. Yeah. So what we're saying here is because some people back in the day did some crap that I don't support or believe in. You want me to pay money. For all you know, a black person listening here, your parents could have been ancestors and could have been slave owners. The first owner of slaves was a black man. I mean, it did take blacks to capture you all in Africa to help get you over here in the first place and help the white man. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. We're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. But seriously, $50 replication fees? Here. Just wait till the Asian people. You destroy Japan. I want replication for what you did. My ancestors died because of you. Yeah, since my country was obliterated at Pearl Harbor, where's my replications for that? I want my money. My ancestors were Pennsylvania coal miners. The crap they went through, I want replications. I have acidic Jew in me. Where's my reparations for all the stuff the Jewish people have been through? Come on, folks. It's bullcrap. If you're, you shouldn't be able to procreate if you're some white dude kissing a black person's feet. This is 2011. We need to learn to get together. There's always going to be someone that's pissed off or mad or something about somebody for something. 2,000 years of history proves that. You're always going to have people that think that their religion's right, that the Jewish people are wrong, or Catholics are wrong. And I had a there was a guy that's like, prove the existence of God without a Bible. Okay. Without an MRI, CAT scan, or X-ray, prove you got a brain. Checkmate. Touchdown, score, and payday. Didn't have anything to say after that one. But that's what this world's coming to, folks. How dare, even though 84% of this nation that's non-whites support voter ID laws, we have to get rid of voter ID laws because it's racist, even though more white people, no, more non-whites support voter ID laws than white people. It's not racist, folks. 84% of the people surveyed. And how unbiased is it? You can't say there's no any biasism because you're asking non-whites are saying, yeah, they support. It's crazy, folks. It's just crazy. Pardon me. But anywho, 84% of that are non, but the media tries to shove it down your throat. That black people have 4 years to get an ID, or even two years to 4 years to get an ID, and they can't do it. And because you force them to have an ID to vote, then they won't ever be able to vote because they can't get an ID. That's so racist. I guess Michael Jordan can't get an ID. He's black. Oprah Winfrey, she don't have IDs. You know, Karl Malone, Magic Johnson, they can't accomplish anything. They can't get IDs. Oh, I guess they can become billionaire basketball players and celebrities and stuff, but they can't get IDs. Yeah. Are you kidding me right now? The hypocrisy is such that I don't know how anyone that's on the left can't see through it. It's like having a fishing net for a mask and saying it's going to protect you. But it's okay, folks. The voter ID laws, they're, you know, we're going to get that, you know, we're going to federalize the election process. That's right, folks. We're going to federalize the election process because that's what we got to do. Don't worry, folks. Yeah, since all these statues and stuff are being taken down because people are offended, can we remove everyone from Washington, D.C. and relocate them because I'm offended and cancel them? Can we cancel everyone in D.C. and the White House? I'm offended massively by Biden and Kamala Harris. So can they be removed and relocated, please? Can we cancel them, please? I mean, you want everything else canceled. You grew up watching South Park, Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, and American Dad, but you're offended by Dr. Seuss? I honestly think it's a giant balloon or a giant bubble and it's being burst right in front of our eyes because, like, Pennsylvania state senator and a bunch of people in Pennsylvania are demanding an Arizona audit. They want the same things done. And it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. Kamala Harris is going to finally visit the border after Trump's going to show her up. I just hope Trump gets to the border before she does. Oh, I've been to the border, yeah, many times. But now that it's crazy. It is. Maybe you have to have Trump starting to do things. Yep. You need to have Trump come out and say, hey, you wonder what they do if Trump came out and said, yeah, I can't believe that Biden wants to cancel the Keystone Pipeline. Because I wanted it canceled from day one. You know? You wonder what they would have done if Trump in the beginning would have came out with all this like liberal stuff, like going against, because they couldn't support him. Yeah, we will never have a Keystone Pipeline. I will put $100 trillion fine every second that the pipeline is being worked on. You wonder what they'd have done if he'd have been like 100% for all this stuff that he didn't want, you know, like if he would have been against it, what would they have done if Trump said, oh yeah, well, yeah, that Green New Deal, I think it needs to be even bigger. I mean, like $80 trillion at least. You know, we need to ban fossil fuels immediately. Like we need to take and only, we need to use up gas. And when the gas is gone, it's gone. And we can't produce anymore. We're going to fine anyone. We're just going to execute anyone that pumps oil out of the ground. Yeah, you're going to have to find a new way to, I wonder what they would do. If he like came out like, yeah, I believe the global warming, but it's 100 times worse than they say it is. I wonder what they would do, seriously, because, you know, they had to go opposite everything he did, you know. And Kamala Harris is only going to the border because Trump is going there. Well, we've been looked into it, and we believe it's time that Kamala Harris is supposedly the border. She's in charge of this crisis. It's her job to decide, okay, let's go to the border. But they're like, well, we've looked at it, and we believe Kamala Harris needs to go down to the border. Who believes it? It's Kamala Harris. She's in charge of it. Oh, I guess it's sort of like Fast and Furious where, you know, Eric Holder can't be in charge of it because he's in trouble, but he has to be in charge of it because he is in charge of it. You know, he has to know what's going on because he's in charge of it. But if he knows what's going on, he's in trouble. You know, Kamala Harris can make her own decision up if she goes to the border. They act like, well, yeah, we deem it's time for her to go down to the border. Yeah. And it's just going to be a photo op. She's going to just be there like, do I have to be here, really? Do I have to get out of the car? Can't we, like, get a green screen or something? Can we get a green screen and just do it, like, in D.C. in the basement of Washington or something? I mean, seriously. I'll have to DuckDuckGo and figure out how to get into Bill Gates' bank account since I am him, you know. You think you're a guy or a girl or, you know, you identify as a giraffe, I identify as Bill Gates. Oh, my credit card is maxed out. What? Whoops. Oh. Wait. No, I identify as Bill Gates, so can you just put this on my tab? Yeah. I don't understand this world we live in, folks, but I do think we're a big bubble / balloon that's bursting. It's just, I see Arizona, the Friend of God is basically in its final stages. They're basically done, and they're just finishing up, and then they got to do the report on it. But the election takeover bill, you know that bill. We care about the people bill. Yes, this was a great bill. I can't believe that the Republicans are going to make it harder for ethnical and people of color who don't have opportunities to do anything or make anything of themselves, who can never get an ID no matter what. And they're going to make it even harder for them to vote. If you can't get an ID, state ID or a driver's license in 4 years, not in the stand, if you're trying to get that stupid dang star on there, and, well, sir, I got this sent from Pennsylvania. Well, our records say that the Pennsylvania, you're supposed to have two lines around the border. Yours just has one, so we really can't accept this. This is what they sent me. Well, can you call? No, we can't really talk to them. We can't talk to anyone because who knows who? We have to have the actual documentation on paper in front of us. Well, this is what they sent. Well, you freaking kidding me. And then you call. Well, and then they send like 10 of them. And then, you need to talk to them. We can't talk to anyone because, you know, there can be miscommunication. They tell me that the documentation that you're wanting only has one line border in Pennsylvania. I don't know why yours says two. They say they can send them till they're blue in the face. They can send me a trillion of them. They're all going to have a single line border, not a double. Well, sir, our thing says Pennsylvania has two line borders. So until you get that corrected and you have one with two line border, we really can't issue you an ID. That I get because I know people just trying to get that star. They've been that nitpicky. Well, actually, on this ID here, there's a dot, but on this paperwork, there's not a dot in the middle of your name, you know. Your middle initial, there's a dot here, but not there, so they're not identical, so we can't accept. Who put the, I didn't put, this is a state-issued ID. Okay, so whoever, I didn't put the, and then you have to, I am who I am, well, sir, that could be, but, you know, on your driver's license, it has a dot after the W, but on this birth certificate, there is no dot. It actually has your name spelled out. Well, they asked me, do I want my, what if the putting the initial, the middle name or initial was optional on my driver's license? So if I didn't put it on there because it's an option, would I be even more screwed? Because, well, your birth certificate has your middle name, but your driver's license, well, and they have to match. What do they have to match? Because it was an option to put my middle name or initial on my driver's license. No one told me when I got my driver's license, yeah, whatever the name is on your birth certificate has to be on there. They never told me that ever. Not until you get like your, try to get that star on your ID, but then that's not a black thing. That's everyone having issues. Because I don't think they want to give people that star. Granted, I never had an issue. They just switched me right over. Thank God on that one. God bless me when I had to get that star in my ID. Because they just, I don't know if you have to repeat that. Have to, like to keep the star, you have to keep, like, yeah, I have medical bills. Tons. But I have to prove who I am to pay my own medical. Okay, yes. Your social security number is 206-504. 218967. Yes, that's my, yes. Our records indicate that you have a birthday for that. Can you please enter? And then you have to enter like, and after like 6 hours, like, thank you for identifying who you are. Oh, we forgot. What is your blood type? Crap, how do I type in my, and then after like 7 hours, thank you for proving you are who you are. How would you like to pay for this bill? Oh, please, don't hang up on me. Please don't hang up because I'm going to have to start this all over. Like, I don't understand. Are people out there like, why don't they make it easy for you to pay your medical bills over the phone? Like, I can understand scrutinizing the payment to make sure it's not like you're stealing a credit card to pay the bill, but still, if you're trying to pay a bill, why does it take forever just to prove you are who you are just to get a medical bill paid? I'm asking for a friend. But that's how this world is. I mean, granted, minus that star thing, no one's having problems here. Oh, but this We Love Americans voting bill would have made it. This would have been, see, the Democrats are so loving it. See, the Republicans hate Americans. That's why they struck. They hate black people. That's why they struck down this law. We need to federalize we need to make the elections like we have in like in other countries where the ruling party decides who wins and your vote is just a sham and they just get people to shoot at you to pretend like you're like getting shot at to try to go vote when in the end it doesn't really matter because either way you're not going to win, you know, because, you know, it's a rigged election. Just saying. I'm just throwing that one out there. I'm just saying, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to get you to believe anything because we need the filibuster. We need to see. It's amazing how the Democrats, since they can't get this voter bill passed to federalize the election process, now they want to get rid of the filibuster. They want to ditch it. Well, it's their friend when they want to use it, but when it's not, when it hurts them, they're like, oh, it needs to go. We need to get rid of it. Just wait there, Senator Murphy, until you need it and then you don't have it. But it's okay, folks. Hello, Senator Murphy. We love the dude, don't we? Yes, we're gonna save our democracy by actually getting rid of the filibuster and federalizing the election process. Folks, give me about 2 minutes. Please pray for my wife, folks. Please, please pray. Something is wrong.
Any mashed potatoes or no?
I didn't get to them.
Okay.
But.
Go on with your show.
But yeah.
When I get home.
Okay. But that's the problem with having, you know. I understand the star. I understand people across the nation having a hard time getting an ID with that star thing, but like, since they can't get this We Love Americans voter law passed to basically make the elections federalized, you know, to federalize the election process, since that ain't working, now we got to get rid of the filibuster because, hey, that stopped your first. Just wait till the Democrats need that filibuster because they love using that when it's on them. When the filibuster helps Democrats, oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But when it hurts them, they're like, oh, we got to get rid of it. We need to save our country by. Like I say, folks, we're going to solve all the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. Because this is how bad it is. This is how bad it is, folks. This is how truly bad it is. California, a Democratic-controlled state. All these places, and I've said this before, you know, like, what are we going to do with the millions and millions of dollars that you get from cannabis revenue? Because you see all those lines of people, 200, 300 people in Colorado waiting to, yeah, they can finally legally get it in Colorado weed. All those people smoking before, now it's going to, look at all that tax dollars generated. Well, California mismanaged that. Yes, they did. Now, don't worry. They're just gonna do a $100 million bailout. They're bankrupt beyond belief, but they're gonna magically come up with $100 million to bail out a mismanaged cannabis industry. Are you kidding me? They mismanaged the funds that they get, and now they're gonna spend even more money to bail out a program where they botched the funds.
Sounds like the government to me.
See, that's the biggest problem people don't understand. We are the government. Government funded means I'm paying for it. Like I told the guy at work today, I said, how you doing today? I said, I'm great, man. I'm just working to pay for all the free crap everyone else gets. He goes, you and me both, man. When are they going to start working so that we're not the only ones paying for it? But we have this notion in this... I mean, and you can do a lot in this country. You can do a lot in this country, and I truly believe that. We have more freedoms in this country than any other country, but, you know, everybody...
I say when their eye drops this morning.
Oh, wow. And people sit there, oh, I can't do this. Now, I understand... Yeah, if you're trying to get that new style on your driver's license, because a lot of people haven't. Well, see, your driver's license you have now does not have your middle name, and your birth certificate does. And since they don't match, we can't. Sorry, folks, and this and that.
My middle name is because it's on my birth certificate. I would never use it.
And most people, yeah, but when you get a driver's license, like I was talking about earlier, if it's there are things that. The driver's license didn't match the birth certificate, but like the way they wrote it on the driver's license was optional. You didn't have to do this or that. You could put it however you want to. And but then when this star, you know, so I understand the star being something that's hard to, but like anything else, there's racism all over this country, all over the world. It doesn't mean that every single person's racist. It doesn't mean that there's all, but we have more prospering stuff here.
Oh, just took off that
light. So, you know, it's, you know, but we got, I'm just, you know, like I said earlier, I identify as Bill Gates, so I want to have access to his bank account. You know, some people identify as men that are women, and some people identify as women that are men, but I identify as Bill Gates. Did you take your afternoon pill? Okay.
This is the kind of pain I have in my legs and my feet and in my arms.
Tonight, remind me. But that's where this world is coming to. I mean, and I think this is starting to crumble because you got like 14 or 15 states that want to do audits. This election thing that they tried to pass and federalize it went under. You have people are waking up. I mean, you go to these school council meetings, like the school board meetings, there are tons of people going AWOL about this.
There is one in Lofton or whatever that has 250 people, and a lot of them were students.
Yeah.
And they're getting the students and parents. I mean.
And a lot of them were not white. They were black people.
Notice how... there's something I shared, and I wanted to play on the show, and now this is a reporter. She used to be a reporter. You'll hear,
Yeah, that's like a 10-minute thing. I shared it with my mom.
So before you start about this, we're going to talk about the political and contributions in the past and how this is, how you've changed. Do you want to get some, just double check some facts here? I've got you contributing $500 to John Kerry in 2004. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And then I've got you contributing $350 to Barack Obama.
No, I don't think I did that.
There's just a point that I want to listen to.
Occupation Zen Video. That's your husband.
My husband.
But it's Kay Halpern.
Okay. Okay. It was a Jay Halpern, but...
So you think this is an error?
I think it's error. My husband did that.
Well, I saw other contributions from your husband.
What does it matter?
Not that I'm reporting on that. But like, they were all Kay Halpern. I believe it's in the chat. So that's not 100%. Or is that?
That's my husband.
Kay Halpern is your husband. Okay. Okay. And then.
No, my husband's Jay Halpern, but that must have been an error. Then video, that's my husband.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you also, on the John Kerry contribution, you had your occupation as video production, then video as a video production.
Okay.
So I'm just like trying to clear that up. Like, if, you know, whether that was you that gave that, was it somebody else with a K Halpern?
If you want to ask me a question, go for it.
Well, I was just trying to clarify to get the back straight because that's what, you know, obviously that's what we do, and that you did not give money to Barack Obama.
My husband did. So I guess you could say our family's money went to them,
Okay.
I mean, what are you getting at? Are you getting at that you can't be a conservative if you have donated money or ever? What's your point?
My only point right now is to try to get the back straight whether you donated to Barack Obama over some other camp. That was it. I'm not trying to make anything out of this right now.
What I see is happening here is I'm running for governor, and rather than doing a story of, hey, a person who has worked in our industry, had an illustrious career, and is running for governor because she cares about the state, you're going to do kind of a hit piece or try to be a derogatory, which is so typical of where the media goes.
This
if there's a story with a conservative in it, it always has a negative slant, and people are onto it, Dennis. They're onto it, and you know you guys do that.
I'm not trying to make anything.
I'm not saying that we never donated to a Democrat. A lot of people have.
Who you donated to? Was it Barack Obama? And you're saying no, that Kay Halpern was actually Jeff Halpern.
Okay, yes.
And?
My husband made the donation. He happens to be sitting right here.
Keep going. It gets better.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just want to know, how you go from, donating to Democrats to running as a Republican candidate for governor.
So you could never be a Democrat in your life.
I love this question.
And then become a Republican. If people haven't opened their eyes in the last year, I don't know how somebody wouldn't open their eyes, especially in the last year, and become a conservative after what we've been through. So, I grew up conservative. I had a short area where I was a mother. I had a one-year-old baby. I had a baby on the way. I wasn't for endless wars. We were few years into Afghanistan, and it was looking like we weren't going to get out. You know what? I was right. We were there for 20 years. Donald Trump is the one who tried to get us out of there, and it looks like we're going to slow roll back into it under Joe Biden. I am probably the most conservative person in this race right now. And look at Ronald Reagan. He was a former Democrat. What's the problem with it? But I think it's really funny, Dennis, that every single story, and I worked in media a long time, I look back at your career as well. When do you ever do a story on a conservative that's not a hit piece or isn't full of innuendo and nastiness toward conservatives? People are onto it. They're so sick of it. And they're peeling off in the media. We just had another one peel off yesterday.
It's unethical. It's slanted. And I don't even know, do you guys have any viewers left? Because you push people away, and they're onto it, and they're sick of it.
It gets better, though.
And that's, I want to talk a little bit. Though.
Oh, okay.
But that's, I mean, she's calling them out. And he's like, how do I respond? Because she's right. I can't stay in the air and be honest.
Yeah. He's trying to figure out what to say.
So, follow-up question on the contributions.
You don't want to talk about that, huh? Now, why would you have to do a piece where it's negative? I can't wait to see the headline on this one. Why wouldn't you do a piece? Somebody's running for governor.
Like,
somebody is sacrificing and saying, you know what? I care about this state, and I'm going to run for governor.
Well, it seems like you've come into this interview preconception, like I'm coming after you.
I've come into it with 30 years of background in media. And the last 5 years, people have been on a mission to destroy Donald Trump. And the last 15 years, they've been on a mission, at least 15, to destroy conservatives.
Amen.
You wouldn't do this with a liberal. You wouldn't do this with a liberal.
I wouldn't just say that.
Your reporting and the past reporting.
Yeah, in my past, I've got a record of being very fair and balanced. And
I just think it's really interesting that the crux of this interview is about, wow, she's donated in the past, or she might have had voted Democrat before. Who gives a crap?
Exactly.
I mean, the donation, did you disclose them to your viewers? Should you have disclosed them to your viewers?
If they wanted to, it's public record.
It's under Halpert, and your occupation is in video. How would they know that's you?
It's under the public record. And I know other people have found it. Other people in the media have asked me about it, so I don't think it's hard to find.
So what changed? Like, what
changed? Have you not seen what the Democrats are doing? Therefore, defunding the police, therefore this ridiculous curriculum that is destroying the minds of our children, therefore shutting down businesses, locking us up in our homes, making us wear masks, forcing vaccines on us, they're for abortion all the way up and past birth. Seriously. If somebody is still a Democrat, the Democrat Party has changed.
He doesn't know what to say.
And the media has lost their minds.
Yeah.
The media has lost their minds. I know you can't see it because you're stuck in it right now. And a lot of insecure people don't want to stand up and say, hey, what we're doing is biased. But just look back at all the reporting. How often do you cover conservatives? And how often do you cover them fairly, open-minded, without going, well, we have to have a little few negative, snarky remarks about the Republicans.
Okay.
It's a time for self-reflection for everybody in the media.
He still doesn't know what to say.
Like you've been pro, but you're anti-abortion your whole life. Is there any problem with, you family giving two pro-choice candidates a legitimate political question?
I am pro-life, period.
But Barack Obama, the family, give to them.
Let me just put it this way. My entire family is conservative. Everyone in my family has come around. My children are conservative. My husband is a staunch conservative. And period. End of story. And are you trying to allude that I'm not? Actually, how much time do we have? 1 minute. So make it good. Make it good. You got 1 minute, Dennis. Come on.
This has been a very enjoyable interview, Carrie.
I know where it's coming from. I knew I was going to sit my butt down here and give you an interview. And I knew it was for a hit piece. This isn't a piece about, hey, somebody wants to run for governor, help the state, prevent us from sliding into California and becoming a completely gone state. And I knew where it was going to go, Dennis. I hate to say that, but I've seen the direction the media has gone in this town. Why are you running? Maybe something like that. But I gave you 5 minutes, and we're 10 minutes in. I want to thank you for your time, and I really hope you'll do some soul searching, because I think the media has completely lost the way. And I don't even know if you guys have viewers anymore, because they're onto it and they're turning it off. Pretty sad.
Thank you very much, Carrie. I hope you have a good day. Good luck on your campaign.
Thank you.
And that's the truth. Finally, Ben went
thanks for watching First Forecast. I'm meteorologist.
Thank you.
Well, Ben, who cares? I mean, so what? Okay, maybe my dad used my ID or whatever and donated under my name as well as his name. Who cares? Let's move on.
It would be the same as if we have a checking account with both of our names on it. If I write a check for something, it's basically both of us writing that check.
Yeah.
I might sign it, but it's what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Why harp? She had a point. Why harp on something?
That's me.
Why not try to find out why? What, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
What are your plans?
Yeah, because they don't. Yeah, he has nothing. He can't. Yeah, and that's the problem in this country. They don't. The media just. They're attack money.
She tried to wake him up. She tried to tell him. Yeah. Do you have any viewers left? Can you tell me that?
Yeah. Why do you? Well, then. Yeah.
I gave him 5 minutes. We're in the 10. He wasted them. Bye.
Well, since I said this. Like this person said, prove the existence of God without the Bible. I said, well, without an X-ray, MRI, or CAT scan, prove you have a brain. Can't see it, but then I think it's there.
Sometimes you wonder.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder. But that's the problem. So many people, I mean... Charles Manson would be considered a hero back if he was alive today. The police go after a peaceful protester. I mean, that's the way the media, that's the way this bullcrap media is, but hey.
But Freedom of Speech did get a win today. Did you hear the dissent about that? And there was this girl who had a video that she did off campus, and the school tried to get her in trouble because people on campus saw it.
Yeah.
But yet they backed her up because they said it can be anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you're ridiculous.
Yeah. It's interesting, folks. Let me see where we're at. Folks, we got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in where you are, wherever you are around the world. Oh, you're fine. But the BMX biker that's going to make the Olympics so he can burn an American flag, dude. Why are you in our country? If you don't like our country this much, then what? You're going to burn the very thing that gives you the right to have freedom. I don't understand that.
Just leave the country.
Yeah, if you really don't like the country, do me a favor. Go to a country that's never had slavery. Okay. Go to a country that hasn't had slavery. My answer is I don't think there is one. I don't know if one that is, but, you know, America started slavery. Come on, man. We started slavery. I'm Joe Biden. I'm one half of Joe in the hole. It's okay, folks. I never thought I'd see a day in this country where, like, you're like the odd man out if you're straight and heterosexual. And I think people just do it for an attention getter. Like, well, I'm coming out. Yeah, I'm LGBTQRSYVZX.
It's all for attention.
It's all for publicity because they're not happy.
What heterosexual? I mean, when we get married and stuff, we are expressing our love. But where is the parade for us saying, "Hey, we sleep with men, and I sleep with a man, and he sleeps with a woman"? Where's our heterosexual pride? Where's our pride?
Where's our pride parade?
Keep it. We don't want to know. I don't care. Don't throw it in my face. I don't care what they're doing in the other apartments around me. As long as they don't bother me.
Oh, I
do.
I've got binoculars. Oh, I'm looking. But yeah, we don't care. What happens in the bedroom stays there, okay? Unless it's the government, then they want to know what you're doing. They're creeps. Toilet Safety Administration, TSC, TSA. That's just where we live in, folks. It is. If you're gay, great. Don't shove it in my face. We don't have heterosexual straight parades. It's straight month. When are we going to have our month? I'm asking for all the straight people out there. I want my month. It's okay. It's heterosexual straight month. Come on, straight people. Come out. Come out of the closet. It's okay. It's okay not to think you're a giraffe. God doesn't make mistakes. When you're born with a penis, you have one, and you're a male. If you got a vajayjay, then you're a female. I'm getting in trouble for saying these words, but hey. When you have the male part, you're a male. When you have the female part, you're female. That's why transgender suicides and all that stuff are through the roof. Why? Because some people go, that's why they have massive things to ensure you are what you are. Because if you all of a sudden have it, then, oh, crap, I'm a man now. If you just go through a Ravi Shankar phase kind of thing, you know, where you kind of thing, and all of a sudden, whoops, I didn't really mean to have that. Whoops, I chopped my thing off, and now I really want it back. What the heck? Help. That's why, see, God don't make mistakes. So if you have a doctor go, Lorraine, bob it on you, and then 10 years later, wait a minute, I didn't really mean that, you're screwed. That's why there's so many problems. God don't make mistakes, folks. You know, we live in this. Well, then here's this one. That's what I think they need to do. Not that I watch crap anymore, a lot of it, but they should have like a gold medal for the woman in weightlifting, but if you're a transgender, then you get a gold for being first place as the transgender. That way you're not taking.
They talked about doing something like that too.
That way you don't. That way, if you're disadvantaged because you're Macho Man Randy Savage, oh yeah, you've seen South Park, you know what I mean.
I gotta go.
Okay.
I'll be back at night. I'll have a couple pieces with some ice.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, seriously, folks, God don't make mistakes. I'll say it a million times. It's just sad. And I think a lot of people just, why suck at men's sports? So let me say I'm a woman so I can dominate. I got about 5 minutes left in the program, so I got 4 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. Yeah, to all the crap I get from the liberals, yeah, you guys owe me a $50 replication fee for listening to the program. But seriously, it's $100. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. It's nice because you got, I mean, like the BLM can't go after Trump. Because of the Lafayette Square thing, they can't sue Trump or Barr or any of that over that. Now, going after William Barr, he was woke. He was a Democrat Attorney General, name only, and conservative, you know. But still, they can't, all these things that they're trying to do, bye-bye. she go. Gone. Because they're starting to lose. And all the shareholders with that Fannie Mae, Frannie Mac thing. Yes, the Supreme Court says that nope, no overturning that one. I want to investigate this one because the antivirus software pioneer, John McAfee, always said that if I ever suicide, if I ever commit suicide, that I never did it. I love my life. I never, even though he was in jail and stuff, and he was looking at, like, tax evasion crap and possibly years in prison, he would never commit suicide and always stood by that. It's going to be interesting to see because he was found dead of what? A suicide in the Spain prison. And he says he would never, ever, ever commit suicide ever. Always question my death. So it's going to be interesting to see what they actually find about it. Because that's what everyone says, that they believe that it wasn't accidental, like he had something on somebody and was going to come out. I mean, when they have information on someone, they need to just come out with it. You know, the Supreme Court even strikes down California's right to invade private property. Nice. And that's the thing. I mean, they won, but still he had, you know, the Fifth Amendment straightforward. See, we have a right to due process in this country. People forget that. They don't want you to know your rights because then they can take them away and you're screwed. 90 seconds left. So know your rights and then they can't take them away. Know you have the right to the Second Amendment. They're not going to touch my right, my Second Amendment, because they're going to try to come after it. But we'll have to wait and see, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Keep my wife in your prayers. Thank you so much. We're slowly winning the battles. I mean, they're trying to win a war, but we're winning the battles. So don't forget. Remember, folks, remember this one very important thing. With a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Our ancestors and forefathers were ridiculed, and we're getting it too. But look at what happened in the end. We won. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to this conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.